dan keer zoveel. And I decided the only way to make sure that I've done my duty to society is to try to educate you. People know that I moved the shiur up because I have a chalitza. Do you have any idea what chalitza is? You ever see one? You know what they do with a chalitza? Yeah? How do you know?
I read about it.
Huh?
I read about it. They take off the shoe.
That's the end of the process. That's the end. Yeah. Anyway.
But Rebbe, I thought I heard somewhere that according.
I'm sorry?
I thought that I heard somewhere that within Sephardi circles they still do Yibum.
Well, I'll tell you a story in a minute. Anyway, so it doesn't cost to get educated. So I prepared for you. I won't have time to do it now, but this is the actual order of events, what goes on now at the Beis Din. Everything you wanted to know about chalitza, but were afraid to ask. Okay. We have realized we're working in a bunch of svarim. Okay. The Eglital, the Tosha Soil, and the Gemara. We're moving in a little bit. Shulchan Aruch already too at the same time, so please try to remember who's on first, what's on second. Don't get confused. We did the Teshuvos on Mepharek, and I gave you the Teshuvos in Ksubas. I handed out to you copies of the Teshuvos in Ksubas of Samach. Right? You all got it?
Yeah.
You weren't here when I gave it? Yes. So you should have a copy then. I gave you the Rishash I gave you, right?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yes. Who didn't get the Rishash? The copy. You didn't get one either? It's very important to the Gemara. We'll be. All I left is a colored edition.
Nice.
It's in the machine, and I do want to throw it out to make Seamus from it. I got one more Per Chamishi. Yeah. I have another one. I should have a few more. No. Let's see. Omar Rova, Haiman de Konot Milcho, mentioned a case before. Mimalchata gathers together the salt from the drying basins where they dry out the water to the left of sea salt. It's Chayav Mishum Ma'amer. One of the Avmalochos is Ma'amer to put together the scattered kernels or the scattered wheat sheaves and put them into a bundle. That's part of the melocha preparatory to making bread. That's the sidur of the pas. Abaye Omar, no. Ein imu ela begiduli karka. What's the halacha? It's also, but only mit rabbanon. What he's arguing is on the chayev. Rava said chayev, and Abaye said the imu ela begiduli karka. So just call your attention to something which you people know. When Abaye and Rava argue, the halacha is always like Rava. Except where?
The six places.
Yalkagam. Six things. Yud, Ayin, Lamed. This is not part of Yalkagam. And the Hilchos is like Abaye. Okay. What's the rule to follow? The only rule you follow is that every rule has an exception. Hilchos Rava chutz v'yalka gam v'mosel. It's not true. It means where the Gemara left it as an unresolved thing. When Baya said, I need a big duty karka, that seemed to be a consensus that we learned in the Tosfos. Remember, we tried to learn Disha, that milking a cow is Iso Disha, Dosh, and the argument was, no, that's only if you hold that a cow is Geduli Karka. But if a cow is not Geduli Karka, you can't use the principle of Disha. Therefore, he came up, the Zvi came up with the strange principle of what? You remember? Memachik. Right? Which didn't stand up too well. But because we have a principle of Ein Ela Begduli Karka, that was accepted by Chazal, therefore automatically, it's not a machlokis Abaye v'Rova, it's a machlokis of Rova against the Chachomim. Therefore, the Halchokis Chachomim have. To me, Abaye is on the right side. You follow that, people? No. There's an overriding machlokis, in other words, whether all Melecha Shabbos are tied in with Giduli Karka. All are similar things. For example, Machlokas will be, we mentioned it in the, when we related to the soil, how about grinding a piece of metal for metal filings? Is that Halacha of Tchin, of Tochin? So, hold as Ein Tochin Ela Begidulei Karka. The Tzadishol said no. Said since the melocha is similar, a big unit breaking up into small units, the Maisa Melocha is similar. Therefore, he classifies it as a toloda, and in other words, it's an Isu Daraisa, even though it's not Geduli Karka. So again, that principle doesn't hold for all the melochos. It holds only where the Imam says the halacha of Geduli Karka. We'll get to that better when we get to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I want to get just this point down. We don't have too much time today. What street is the Bezdan? 27?
The street, it's on 7th between 28th and 27th.
Hadosh Tana Hadosh Menapetz Menapetz, right? Kulon Melocha Achasein. Look at Rashi. Hamenapetz Pishtum Begivulin. I'll explain it to you in a minute. Hamenapet semagefen kiderech bekeshes kiderech umnin semagefen geduli kaku. Semagefen is cotton. Loch kore nifut delay tolod de dosh shemefare garine mimenu. Lo kore le tolodos menapes december. Why? Do people know anything about? Torah, I know you never had exposed to, but you're exposed to American history. Maybe about the cotton gin. That's what they're talking about. Right? The cotton gin was an invention that took it away from slave labor, and made it possible for mass production of cotton, because the cotton, and you can see it, a number of the kibbutzim still plant cotton. And they now plant cotton dushnati, cotton that planted every second year, so they skip Shemitah year. And the cotton ball, it looks like a absorbent cotton. In it, there's a seed. You can't put that into the machine. You got to get the seed out. So in the old days, the slave labor was there. He sat there and picked out the seeds. Right? And then they invented the wheat, they invented the cotton gin that made cotton into a major export crop of America. Okay. Hor gazinen, right? Heine zora, heine bora, heine marake. Right? Meaning, chroma. It's really a protest, meaning you listen Zohar and Borah, and it's really all the same, right? In all the cases, you are separating Ochel from the Psolus. But nevertheless, the Mishnah listed separately. That leads to the question. The question is, Abai Barova Amatabayo, Kol Milsa Dahabe Bemishkan, Afagav Diki de Damule, Choshevle. So you're going to answer me what? Because this Malocha was really something really done that way in the Mishkan. Therefore, you Machabed that Malocha by listing it separately. Even though it's really one Pulas Malocha and one Totsoas Malocha. The action is the same and the intent is the same, right? The intent is, the maisi is take away the psolas from the ochel. Intent is to leave the ochel, right? So v'lech shevnam kotesh. Okay, this becomes now a very important insight into what dako b'kach. Kotesh is to take whole wheat. Is to make whole wheat flour. You don't need kotesh. Kotesh you need in order to take whole wheat flour, right? And you want to refine it into the less healthy white wheat flour. So kotesh is a removal of the subin, of the bran, from the flour. That's kotesh. Look at Rashi. Kotesh. Chitin b'machteshes. You crush the wheat. Lahosa kliposon. Right? The hava b'mikdosh b'samamonim. Right? Ela lav mishum de dami ledosh lochoshav le. Doname mefalka malbishu. Here too I'm taking away a coating So all, and that's the others are the same thing. So why, if you listed, you said, well, because it was in the Mishkan and I gave it kavod, now this is a separate malacha, why did he about Kotesh? Kotesh was also part of the preparation of the dye making in the Samamonim. Amar Abaye, and that introduces a whole new concept in the malacha. Shekein oni ochel pito velo ketisha. Okay. Look at Rashi. Lekach apagav de haba b'hikdosh b'yab malochi hi kivin de tono ledosh lo tono le right azorem borer merakeit right, those are all sidur of the pasnidim the kivin de haba b'hikdosh right, therefore they listed v'hocha asra b'sidur of the pas teninu kiramina gabi ofer havla masnid nemesnid mevashel v'lo ofer Dolhava b'migdash and Mishum Sidur the Pasnokat. Vosir Hoel v'ofer v'paske mevashel v'samonim. Avol k'tisha ashirim hu delisi. V'katshi laso solos nekiya. Avol aniyim lotachi. Hilkel lotonu lehu. U'miyu v'adei abmalachi v'chal doshi. Look how Rashi is fetching to defend. It's a good question. Why didn't you list Kotesh? You tell me Sidur the Pas, that's how you do it. The answer is, it's not Sidur of the Pas. It's something about what Rashi said. Sidur of the Pas has to be universal. Everybody makes bread that way. But when only the Feinschmeckers do, only the Epicureans, they insist on having white. But the Oni, which means most of Am Yisrael, they eat it without taking out altar bran. That's because you get more that way, right? Also, the Kodesh Baruch Hu protects his aniyim and has kept them healthy, even though their diet most likely wasn't as good a diet as the Ashirim. But by eating good whole wheat bread, that made up for some of the stuff they didn't have. But here you have now also letting in a principle. I'm looking for something that is universal. Then is entitled to be listed separately as a malocha. Here I have, hold a minute, I have asked for your help. Explain to me what Rava says. Rava Amar, no, I didn't list Kodesh, you know why? Homani Rebihi, Vyamar Ovos Malochos Abom Chosarachas, Vi Choshev Kodesh, Havra Aboim. Since he said there were 39 malachos, I put a chotesh, I'll end up with 40 malachos. But it's a malacha, I don't list it. I want to keep the number 39. So I pick on poor kotesh. Throw out another one, put kotesh in. Hello, Robert Sellers is no good. It must be abaya. I looked for universal malachos, malachos that Anochilik, you know, Shirim and Aniyim, therefore I didn't list Kotesh. What Rava's bright idea? I mean, Rava can be discounted. Rava says, you know, the reason I didn't list Kotesh, I got to keep the number 39, that's hallowed. That number is Kodesh Kadoshim. I put in Kotesh under 40, so I have to leave Kotesh out. So Rashi, reading, says it in his succinct way to answer Rava, to explain Rava. Rava said, Rebbe hi, v'yalef v'kama meperek hazorek, dvorim hadvorim eila hadvorim leminyona. I mentioned this when we first began, that we know 39 melochos from eila hadvorim, asher diber Hashem, right? So we learn eila is 36, right, Aleph Lamed Hey, and Hadvorim is 2, it's Loshon Rabim, that's 38, right? And Shadiba Hashem is another devil. So, what does that mean? Okay, here you gotta have a little derecherets for our history. Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to us that way. When you get through with Kal Gadol, you're gonna have 40, 50, 60 melachos that are included in the Av Melachos. Each with a different name, right? From a different industry, and so on. So why did he pick on 39? Because Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that way. And we hallow tradition by keeping, I don't mess with my halacha, of course I add many, many things more. Right? Not no reason to think Kotech is less of an Av Melacha, because only the Aniyim do it. The Aniyim, when they're working for Ashirim, they also make Kotech to make white bread. And when Oni wants to bake bread for Shabbos, he also makes white bread. One of the halachos you have in Hilchos Brachos, they have a piece of white bread, a piece of black bread, right? You're supposed to make the bracha on the white bread because it's more kosher. Right, it's less healthy. That the Rambam didn't talk about. So what he's telling you over here is what Rabbi came in with a reminder. He didn't make up the number 39. It came from a remez, Eila HaDvorim. Therefore, we hallow tradition by using the 39. What I'm trying to do is defend Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. Why did he do it in the Mishnah? So I tell you, that's the answer. So it's a good answer, but that'll only answer why we want to keep 39. But why did they discriminate against Kotech? Why was Kotech the one that's left out? So, oh, that's a buyer's right. If I had to choose, I choose rather to include the universal molochos, not the laws that are specific for the higher economic class of people. Okay? You follow that? That's simple pshat.
So in general, we have melachos. We don't necessarily have to work them back into these.
Sorry?
So in general, when we find melachos, we don't have to necessarily work them back into one of these avos. It could be just a 50 verse.
That's what told you. If it's a melacha that's done in the pu'ula, right? Or in the.
If he's still working to always connect everything to these.
In other words,
39 avos.
I'm sorry?
He's still working to always connect everything to 39 avos.
No.
There's no several ones.
No. The example I gave just before of grinding metal to metal filings doesn't fit into.
Yeah, he said that's dash.
Just in the action.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as listing, it doesn't get listed. But you can't call. I mean, you can call it by the same name, but that's not the technical name. We don't call it Tochei. So.
And the other thing is.
Okay. That's as far as I want to go on the Gemara today. Now, I want to. I mentioned to you the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. It happens to be a little safer that has two things, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, and Kiyas Kalocha Behidu. Some of you people may know the author, Moshe Sternbuch, noted for the collection of Chumras on any topic in Halacha that you can want. He has Halochos and Minhogos, a big sefer, which has just about every chumra. Yeah. Here in Hilchos Shofar, most of the sefer is in Rosh Hashanah Ramban. I told you, it's available in the Kisui Ramban, the Drosha Rabban occurs there also. It's a long drosha. It's an interesting drosha because if you people interested in practical rabbinics, don't try such a drosha on your people. You have to have people of the quality of the Rabban to be able to follow him. If he pulled that off on a Rosh Hashanah, you can imagine the audience he had. Once were all Gedolei Torah to be able to get away with such a drosha. Okay, make some fine points here, some you have to know. I'll follow his sequence and add a little bit of my own. Mitzvah Tzchios, the Kaimim, well, first of all, you all know, there's a mitzvah to Rosh Hashanah. And the mitzvah is to hear nine kolos. Tzchios, Shvorim, Tzchios, three times, that's all. So it's interesting to know how the heck we got to 100. Right. If the halacha is 9, right, on Rosh Hashanah we blow Meya kolos. How do you get to 100 kolos? Okay. We'll just take care of the first part of the question. That's because a machlok is developed on what shvorim is. Is shvorim shvorim or shvorim truah? Therefore, we blow Shvorim 9 times, right? I mean 9 kolos, Shvorim 3 sets, Tkiyah Shvorim, 3 sets, Tkiyah Shvorim Truah, maybe it's both, or Tkiyah Truah. So you end up there already with your first 30 kolos. And then we're afraid that maybe you didn't pay such good attention the first time. So I repeat it. Those are called Tkiyos de Miyushov. And during Chazos Hashatz, we repeat it again and get another 30 kolos. That brings it up to 60 kolos. How'd you get to 100? Gemara says, because the mother of Sisro, when she realized that he was killed in battle, she cried 100 cries. So she cried for evil shagets. She cried 100 times. Then we certainly should cry for our neshama 100 times. The last part is a little more difficult to sell.
Based on that logic, shouldn't we do 101?
This is where I told you is, yeah?
Based on that logic, shouldn't we do 101 just to, like, you know, shock it?
Actually, I used to blow 102 to follow all the sheetahs. I'll explain that to you in a minute. Mitzvah Tchios, I'm reading from him, Mekaymen Rake Sheshomim Hakol Mirosh Vatzov. That's a real problem. Why? People don't know that halacha. It's Feirish in the Gemara. Gemara Shana says it Befeirish. If you hear a tekiah, and the fellow blows the tekiah long enough, the tekiah doesn't have to be more than 2.5 seconds. So this fellow blows his tekiahs longer. So you decide, since you have these yerotzos that you really should not be saying, but everybody says the yerotzos in between the stanzas of the tekiahs, so you start saying the yerotzos. Then you're not Yotze with Tkiyah Shofar, because you didn't pay attention to the end of the call. You ended the call before the Baal Tekiah did. That means you need to hear the call Mitcholoso Ve'atzofo, Mirosh Ve'atzof. Okay? If not, you mevatel the mitzvah Seidoraisa. People don't know that. Therefore, it's a lot better. Our meaning, my family's meaning, is not to say Yerotzos. In Shiva world, never said Yerotzos. The Chassidish world introduced it, and everybody considers those Yerotzos as important as the Tkir Shofar itself. Next, you have to know whether there are two kinds of tkiyos, halachically distinct. There's a tkiyo lefoneo, the tkiyo lacheo. You have to know which tkiyo he's blowing. What does that mean? Very simple. If you have a good balmakri, as he's called, the one who calls out sort of the announcer, right, for the Baltkeya. He called out Kiyo, the Boskiya, Shroin. The announcer also was able to sit in judgment whether the call was a proper call. So the Moshal is blowing Tkiyo, Shroin, Tkiyo, the third line. And the last Tkiyo, the Baltkeya, the Bamaki, didn't like it. It broke in the middle, as we'll see. One of the big problems of a tkiyah has to be pshuta, can't have any break in it. And very often it breaks. So he says, do it again. But the people all over the shul aren't up there to see what's happening. So I'm blowing another tkiyah. They think it's the tkiyah for the next one. Really, it's the tkiyah lacher. They think it's the tkiyah lefoneo. They're not going to the tkiyah.
When you say lefaneh, lecharea, what is that? Lefaneh, before and after what?
Before and after the broken one. Before and after the tru'ah. We blow tkiyah, tru'ah, tkiyah. Our tru'ah broke up into two kinds of kolim, tru'ah and shvorim. Okay? Next point. Tkiyo has to be a kol poshut. The Rav, Rosh Beza Tzal, would teach Yoko Shofo in Shiur and describe how Makbid Rav Chaim was on this Tkiyo Pshuta. At all Rosh Hashanah, everyone who could blow shofar in town would come to the Chaim and blow nine kolos, because he never was fully satisfied that the tkiyos were Pshuta. Pshuta meaning unbroken, right, single. Actually, you read the Rishonim al pi aloche, most likely the fact that it gets louder and less loud up and down is really not a chsoron and pshuta. But it's been accepted nowadays as such, and it was mashmah from the Rosh that wouldn't be a chsoron. That pshuta would have to be where there's a kind of a hiccup in the middle or something, a lack of that. But once they included the fact that it's at the same volume, even right, the same decibel of sound, right, then we got problems. Problems are that in most shuls you're not yotze with kir shofar, because for some stupid reason, many baltikeya blow a tkiyah to. That two, ooh, it kills it. It has to be two. Not so easy. That's a solid and shooter. Okay. talk about the length of the sound. The mother tells us, "All halacha l'moshe v'sinai, shir tkiyos kitrua." Shir tkiyos is kitkiyos. What does that mean? A tkiyos we know is 9 tormutin, is the language of the word. It's 9 of the shortest blasts you can from a shofar. Tu. So figure out yourself, you must be a little slower because you have to blow into a shofar, how long it takes to blow 9. You look at the clock, right? So you realize, yeah, if you start at what? You do a lot of tu-tu-tus, right? So its key is not very long. And you say 2.5 seconds is usually more than enough. The tkiya for tashrat, when you have shvorim truah, is longer than the tkiya for tashrat. So usually a balkeya blows the same for both. The longer one, there's nothing wrong with being a little longer. The problem is being shorter. It's easy to train yourself to blow the longer one. In other words, where you're playing around with close to 5 seconds for a tkiya. Then comes the big question. What is truah? First, see, we're missing our Sfaradi Talmud. You also Sfaradi. Oh, what's a truah by you? Broken or wailing? In other words, two ways we blow truah. Ashkenazim generally blow truah. Sfaradim generally blow truah. Like an air raid siren. You remember?
I'm Baal Tshuva. I still haven't gotten everything figured out.
Yeah. Not only Sfaradim, also Chassam Sofer people also blow the truah. Oh, like a wailing siren. Yeah.
We do it here in the yeshiva also. Huh? We do it here in the yeshiva also, right here.
Which way?
Well, after tefillah's over and everything, a lot of people get together in the Baal Tekeh, we'll do the wailing truah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think the Rav preferred it that way.
Preferred the wailing one?
The wailing one, yeah.
Yeah. That was not meaning litze, no. Meaning litze was the staccato. Right. Yeah. The Rav also see where he got his bright idea that a shvorim is 5 blasts and not 3. You familiar with that? That he was makbid yeshiva in my days. Yeah, it has to be 5 short ones. Right. Okay, we'll tell you about that's our problem. All right, first of all, what is a tour? So here you have to know what most likely is the honest truth. And that's the Shita of Rav Haigon. That all Kodesh Baruch Hu told us was Truah is a sound of alarm. And the Gemara says, what is it? Genuchi gonech yeluli yolo. It's like a man who is sighing and wailing. So we don't exactly know what the Gemara meant. So therefore we blow Genuchi gonech yeluli yolo. So the Rav Haigon says, nonsense. All the Gemara meant to say is that sound has to be a sound which people accept as a sound of alarm. Someone is in trouble. The Rav Zatzal had his beautiful Hezbollah, that Tkiyah is not a hepsik in tefillah, but he used to call tefillah the silent prayer, rather the wordless prayer. That tefillah is tefillah. Only in tefillah you ask what you want. In tefillah shofar you tell God, I really don't know what I want. I don't know what's good for me. So let me just cry out to you. You fill in the details. It's all that tefillah is all in this cry. So the High Gaon says, what the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was, I want you to have a pshuto, followed by a pshuto, right, with a truah in the middle. Some people decided the way to best represent an anguished cry is by a man sighing, oi, 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 that's shvolim. Another said, that's by a man wailing, ay, 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 ay. Therefore, tour. And he says, whichever one you make is fine. But this is really nice, good musavot. Chachomim got together and said, at least on Rosh Hashanah, we should show some unity. No machlokas. Therefore, let's do both. So he did shvorim and truah. Nevertheless, shvorim remained not so unified, and truah not so unified. So truah, we already know of two minhagim in truah. Get from your Sfaradic background. Can you recall what the truah sounds like? Is it staccato, or is it wavering like a air raid siren?
The better ones do wavering.
Wavering.
Yeah, the better, like people who are really good at ball, it's okay. They do wavering. The other ones will do the other.
That's much harder to do.
Right, it's a lot harder.
Right. Meaning Ashkenaz was staccato. Tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu.
Right.
The meaning Sfarad and the meaning, so all the Samsophonics also blow the wailing. Yeah, some is other place in Europe as well. But shvorim remained no man's land. Okay, there are three kinds of shvorim that people blow. If you look in the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, that's the Shittas Rishonim, no doubt about it. That shvorim was two. They speak about it as a short tkiya. Bring along the Balei Halacha and said, I got a problem. If someone makes it two, and that two is a drop longer, it becomes a tkiya, and he doesn't have a shvorim. So there's where the Rav came in. It's not his own, I'll read it to you. It's from the Sefer. And said that shvorim shouldn't be three, but shvorim should be five. To make sure that each shever isn't long enough to be a tkiya ktana. Okay? But there's a mocko for that. It's not
here. Lamaisa, does anybody do that?
Huh?
Lamaisa, does anybody do that? Does anybody do five?
Yeah.
Really?
Here in Yeshiva and in Boston, right?
Wow.
Yeah. He writes, Eitzel, Lotzei Sekul Alma, She'ose Dalel Oheshvorim, Kol Achas Pochos Migimu Kochos. Remember, a Koach is tu. So I go, two. I'm afraid that you have three little tkiyas. Therefore, you should go, what? I think it's for true, you go two. For sheva, you go two. But I got to make sure it has to add up to nine. So therefore, I throw in five. I try to get it below three, right? Both three kochos, right? But more than one koach, because one koach is a truer sound. Therefore, and that's the raya that the truer that we blow is the traditional one. The wailing one came in sometime later this summer. But I think it's important to have the Rav Hai go on what he said. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't order what the Truah should be, but rather what the Truah should represent in the minds of man. A man in trouble. Genuche gonach yuli lo. And how you express it is no difference. But I said for Achdus, the Rabbanan decided, okay, let us go ahead and agree, we'll all blow everybody else's minig too. So that's how we got into our Tashrat. Shvorim Truah came in as a reminder that Am Yisrael does best when they're unified. At least on Rosh Hashanah, there should be some unity. That's what Ach B'Yom HaRishon, like Gemara says, Yom HaRishon, Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. Right? Yom HaRishon is the Sukkis, you can start doing Avedos again. Came from shul this morning. I had the chauffeur. The main Bat Keye is Tuvia's father, but all the years the Bat Keye until a better one showed up, so we get that the better one. Yeah. Talking about a tkiyo. You hear in shul, so good. It's not a pshuta. That's what you hear in most shuls. That's a pshuta. Shvorim, there are two shvorim that people blow. Minig of the Rosh, minig of all Roshonim that they mention. That's the shvorim of the Roshonim. Short, they say, parents, it's a short tkiya. Because of that, the problem that was mentioned, why they want five. In all of the Thuania, they said no. It's not the Shorin. I can prevent it being a Tkiya by taking away the Pshuta. If it's not a Pshuta, it can't be a Tkiya. Therefore, the Russian, some sections of Poland, but largely Russian, Shorin, two. Then it can't be a tkiyah, because a broken coal. Right? So shvorim was always two. In Poland, in other areas, they did the same thing, but a little different. two. Russia had two. Poland had two, all to avoid that problem of the tkiya, that a shevel shouldn't become a tkiya. But you should know, wherever it's spoken about among the Roshonim, the Kolos, especially the Rosh and the Rosh Hashanah, it says clearly, it's a tkiya k'tor. Therefore, in my shul, we since the purpose of the Shvorim Truah was to unify Am Yisrael, and we make sure that we blow every make sure you get shloshim kolos from every style. Right. Okay, let's see what else there that you wouldn't have picked up elsewhere. Yes, also has other chumras that we can do without. The machlokes and the shima hashtei neshimos. In most machzorim, they note that the shvorim tour unit should it be done ben shimachas and shei neshimos. Bar Makri, if you listen carefully, if he knows what he's doing, will read differently in the tkiyas to meyushav and tkiyas to mumun. Tkiyas meyushav, the meaning is to make shei neshimos. So therefore he will read the tkiyah, shvarim truah, and where he wants Shvarim, Tkiyo, Shvarim, Truo, and when he wants a Bishim Achas, you read Tkiyo, Shvarim, Truo. That's to. Halacha is, no doubt, the Yoitzer both ways. Many people are marked one way or other, but the Chul, it doesn't seem to be any strong basis in halacha to puzzle the other way. It doesn't seem to be likuvah, but nevertheless, it became so well established that see, many machzorim already have that notation in their shima achas shtei neshimos. Okay, let's stop with this. We may get a chance, possibly. I looked at the calendar, the days are running away there. I want to call your attention to what I handed out to you on the Chalitza. Okay. This is, say, it's an opportunity just because I'm involved in it today. It didn't seem fair not to at least expose you to. But it's something that most likely, and in Mirza Shem, you should ever have to attend a chalitza. Chalitza is not a happy occasion. Right? A chalitza means that someone died without children. This is there's a sadness to it more than a get. A get is sad enough. It's a sad thing to see a family breaking up. But a chalitza has in it also that background information that the person was married, didn't have any children, and then died. And there are aspects to the chalitza that are very strange. All halacha l'moshe misinai. Don't get confused. Boaz in Megillas Rus was not involved with a chalitza. It says that v'sholaf ishnalo v'nosan l'chayeyu, that's kinyan sudo they talk about. We're not talking about chalitza. There was no chalitza. There was a certain kind of obligation of family to somehow step in and try to mitigate the tragedy. You have like you have in the time of Yehuda and Tomo, right, where you have there a archiv chalitza there that was talking about chalitza. What chalitza? Then not chalitza, talking yibum, right? But yibum, remember, is an isur doraisa with a heter. a brother's wife is an Isur D'oraisa. This is listed among Masha Osaloch Hitaloch. And suddenly, here's the situation, because the brother didn't have any children. If he had children and then he died, and you want to marry the brother's wife, she's an arayus, like marrying a sister. In time of Boaz, there was some kind of achayus to keep that going, whatever it is, keep a family going. So with it came certain financial rights that by marrying, as it is today with the Ibum too, as when you also become an heir to the estate of the dead husband. That's all they're talking about over there, kind of an obligation, which a moral obligation that Rus shouldn't be left alone. And in addition, there was a ma'aser with a soda, ownership, property rights go with it. But that was not a chalitza situation. The Ntolafish Nala was a ma'aser kinyan. Here we have a strange halacha of the shoe and what the shoe looks like, etc., etc. I will give you a chance. You should read through this over the weekend, and I'll bring you. It was on my desk, and I left it behind. A picture of the chalitza shoe it's in the Otzer Dinim and Hogim of Eisenberg Eisenstein something you should know. It's part of Kodesh Bochus Torah, right? I want you to read through it, even though you'll have many questions as to why. Now the Yevama, right, has to fast today. She has to spit on the ground. Why don't you read to it first?
Lamasa, nowadays, what would happen if the guy didn't want to do a chalitza and wants to do a yibum?
Where do you come? What's your tradition? Where's your family?
What? Iran.
Iraq.
Iran.
In your family, God forbid, they would insist on yibum. No chalitza. So I'll give you the quick story. Okay. It's already some 25 years ago. We had a situation where one of my Shvel's Talmidim died soon after marriage. Had no children. Right. He married a Ashkenazi woman. He was of Yemenite extraction. He had a beautiful Yemenite community on the Lower East Side. This is not the family we're talking about, but maybe people know there was a jeweler, Hizmi, famous for his tie clips in Hebrew and the coffins in Hebrew, Hizmi Mishpocha. They were close friends of ours. Yeah. Anyway, a Yemenite, I say, this Talmud married a Yemenite girl there. And a few months later, a Yemenite shows up to take his wife back to Yemen. He heard his brother died, he came to claim the wife. No, he came to my father-in-law, what to do? And this is a story that really I see in front of my eyes. This Yemenite, they fool you sometimes. But at the end of the story, all I tell you is, he took off his hat. He's wearing tefillin. The man who wore tefillin all day. So you know who you're talking about, right? He argued for 3 weeks with my father-in-law. We have a gzeira not to allow yibum because we saw pretty yevomis get married and ugly ones don't. It's not m'shem mitzvah. So they asked yibum, and we have to give only chalitza. Sfaradim never accepted such a gzeira.
Who put that gzera in place? Oh, do we know what year?
No.
It wasn't Rabbeinu Gershom? Was it part of
that? No. It's developed by itself. I don't know. It's a specific time. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. This man, obviously, Lodom Godel, right? My friend says that we can't allow her. She's an Ashkenazi. she's governed by the Yisur. You can't. This man says, unbelievably says, you know who my father was? My father knew Kol HaTorah Kula. You know who his father was? He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. He says, and you're going to call me Beis Chalutz Hanol? He says, V'yikor Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanol? Cannot be, he says. Man stood there quiet, tears running on his eyes. How can you do it to me? I never forget that scene.
Yeah.
Never had a suffix in his mind. He heard poor brother died. He's coming to claim his wife. It was actually the first Kedushin. Remember, you don't really need a Pialoche Kedushin second time for the brother. The first Kedushin really was for the husband and, if God forbid, covers him too. Okay, I have to stop here. I have some strange business today.